Nick, how closely did you guys look at Dez Bryant coming out of college? And if so, what really stood out for you about him, maybe not so much as a player, the on-field product, but as an off-field individual?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys that we spend quite a bit of time with around the draft. I think in his situation, like a lot of players, it seems every year, you know, there's a lot of underclassmen then declaring for the draft that you have to go back and, you know, just start to go through the fall process that you're not able to go through between the school call, all-star games, combine, those types of things. So, I mean, you know, he, like a lot of players, we did a lot of work on, like we do as many players as we can. We try to gather as much information as we possibly can from multitude of sources and then try to put the picture all together, you know, on the player, you know, relative to our program. And, I mean, there's no question he was, you know, he was an explosive player, similar to what he's done so far with Dallas. I mean, he makes a lot of big plays. He had a bunch of big plays early against the Jets. Had a number of big plays early against, I think it was a Washington game, and a couple touchdowns early. So he's, you know, he's a talented player, somebody that we'll certainly have to figure out a way to defend come Sunday.
Sitting at what was it, number 20? Where was he picked, number 24? Yeah, I think right.
I think it was somewhere down there.
Yeah, you guys were sitting there, I think, before he traded. Was drafting him a consideration, or the whole time were you, when you were there, were you looking to trade that pick?
I mean, really, you sort of take the draft as it comes. I think where you pick in that particular situation, there's a handful of players that that you think about picking in some capacity. You know, trades, if they happen, they happen. And in the end, we make a decision that we feel is best for our team. And, you know, I'm sure Dallas is happy with the pick that they made. And I would say that we're thrilled with the player that we have in our program. So I think it's worked out for both teams.
Nick, when you guys signed James Ahedebo, he came in mostly as a special team, at least that's mostly what he did with the Jets. Did you project him as a guy who could contribute a lot defensively like he did on Sunday, or was that even a little bit of a sort of a nice surprise watching the game on Sunday?
Yeah, James actually had a role for the Jets defensively, played in a lot of their sub packages, a lot of their dime packages. He's probably one of their better blitzers that they had when he was on the field. But he's a smart player, he's an instinctive player, he's tough, shows up in the kicking game. And he's come in and he's worked hard and he's made the most of his opportunities. I mean, when players come into our program, I mean, ultimately it's up to them. Their performance and will dictate what their role ultimately is on the team. And, you know, James has come in, he's taken advantage of his opportunities, and, you know, he had more opportunities on Sunday and did a decent job. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes this week in preparation for Dallas.
Nick, with some of the rookies, they've kind of been in and out a little bit. Ridley, Dowling, obviously Solder has kind of stepped in and played a lot. With a lot of those guys, is it a week-to-week evaluation thing? Like, you know, you look at the game Ridley played on Sunday, you kind of evaluate it and you say, all right, you know, did he improve so we can play him more this Sunday? Or how do you kind of evaluate the rookies on a week-to-week basis?
I think that's exactly it, Ian. Really, it's more day-to-day. I mean, it's all... Everything is put together. It's their performance during practice. It's the meeting, how they handle the information, how they perform on the practice field. I mean, the reality is, you know, with the rookies specifically this year, I mean, it's 5 weeks in a regular season and another, whatever it was, 4 weeks there in a preseason. So, I mean, they're almost caught up to where they normally would be. So, I mean, it's week to week. I think the most important thing is to come in, to study the opponent, to work hard to understand the game plan and make the most of your opportunities in practice. And, you know, when opportunities come up in the game, then to go out there and perform as best they can. You know, Steven had an opportunity, you know, to return some kickoffs last week, so that was a different role for him. But, you know, he handled that fairly well. So it's really day-to-day more than week-to-week, if anything.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Dave. Yep.
Thanks.